Welcome. Happy new month. This is November. And I like to say, hey, November, this is the 11th month of the year, and the year is gradually coming to an end. October was a pretty quiet month for me. Didn't record as much, which wasn't the plan. But you see, a lot of things never go according to plan most of the time. And it's okay. Rather than feeling grounded or feeling inadequate or feeling like a failure, just pick right back up from where you started and keep going. Welcome to a new month. Welcome to learning. Welcome to fun. Welcome to engagement. Welcome to intentionality. Welcome to going after the things that you really, really want to do. Welcome to finishing what you start. This month, do well to finish what you start. Even if it didn't go so well last month, or even if you did a fantastic job last month, make sure you finish what you started. What goals have you set? And it doesn't have to be anything extraordinary or very complex. Your goal might be, I will show up every day, I will get up in the morning, and I will do my best, and I will be my best. That's fine. That's a goal. This month, I'm not very sure yet what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be completing other episodes and series, so do well to catch the previous episodes. And we're going to be getting set for 2023. It's never too early. It's never too early to start to plan and have a roadmap for the next year. So yeah, we're going to be creating roadmaps for our next year and how to make our next year just an amazing year. Welcome to the new month. Welcome to episode 2. Hey November, I think I would like to name a child of mine November. Just seems like a really cool name. So on this episode, I'm going to be talking about things that were left undone in October or in the coming months. Now, with every new month and also with every new year, there's a tendency to want to write fresh new goals. You have things like new beginnings, a fresh start. And these are all amazing. It shows optimism, it shows faith, and it shows the courage to move on in spite of circumstances. But then there's always a niggling thought, which is, there's so much I left undone in the past month, and I'm jumping right ahead. What is the guarantee that I'm going to finish what I started? You have what it takes to finish what you start. And it is a mark and a sign of good character that you finish what you start. So while you're drawing up your plans for November, which is one of the things that you should really sit down and do in October, but it's never too late to get a good start. So while you think about November and all the exciting things that are going to happen this month and towards the end of the year, write out everything that you left undone that you were supposed to finish in the last month, and then set to doing them. That way, you give yourself credibility, you keep your promise to yourself as someone who is committed, someone who has integrity, someone who is honest, and someone who can be trusted with more responsibility. It is important that we finish what we start, because a lot of us leave trails of unfinished work all over the place, and it takes a little bit of our credibility from us, not just for other people, but the fact that we feel, or our subconscious reminds us, that we can't keep our words to ourselves because we didn't finish. It takes a little bit from us when we want to start a new project. So it's important. So this morning, this afternoon, this evening, tonight, sit down. Sit. Write a list of all the things that you really need to finish and get to doing them. That's the plan for November. If you were confused as to what to do with the new month, that's a plan. If you're already done with everything you said you were going to do, write actionable steps that you can carry out this month that will help you prepare for the next month. We'll be breaking it down in other episodes. Bye. Welcome again. So we started the conversation on what to do with November and how to make it like the best year, the best month, and how to create a roadmap for what you want to do this month to December and then the coming year. I know that most of the time towards the end of the year, there's this overwhelming sense of panic and anxiety. Like, you look at the year, where did the year go? What have I done? I haven't done yet anything yet. And the year is ending. It's natural to feel that way. But in this episode, we are going to be giving some steps as to why it is important to list what you have left undone, or the things you have forgotten, or the things you really want to do but that you couldn't finish in October. Here's why you should finish what you start. Your intentions when you started the project, they were great. Your heart was in the right place. This was going to be an amazing book. It was going to be an amazing relationship. You were going to finally sit with your studies and read every day. You were going to make good on your promise. You know, you were going to send the email. You were going to start the business. Whatever it was, your intentions were good. Your heart was in the right place. Now, remember that your heart was in the right place and do what you said you were supposed to do. Your heart regulates your hands. It's easy to feel bad. It's easy to feel like you failed. But remember what your heart's intention was. It was to do something nice for someone. It was to increase your knowledge bank. It was to make sure you had an additional source of income. Your heart was in the right place. So now commit your hands to doing it. You have everything it takes. It didn't change. It's just that it wasn't done in the specified time. So, step one, remember that your heart was in the right place and your heart regulates your hands. Step one. All right, welcome back. Step two, do what you can, not what you can't. I'm going to say that again. Do what you can, not what you can't. Once the commitment is clear, once you have put your heart in the right place, do what you can and not what you can't. Now, if you check through the reasons why you couldn't finish, you'll find that at some point, you probably hit a snag. There was something that you couldn't get done. There was something that seemed overwhelming. There was something that just didn't budge. And most of the time, we abandon projects. We let go of our great intentions. We let go of life-changing commitments because we hit a snag. There was just something we couldn't get done. So the question to you is, what can you do? What is within your power to do? And then do that. You can only do what you can, not what you can't. You can get help for what you can't do. So first, List what you can do. Can you write? Yes, you can do that. Can you create time in your busy schedule to spend more time with family? You can do that. Can you shut out the noise for a bit? Yes, you can, because you go to the toilet, don't you? Except you're a new mom, you really don't have a lot of things that disturb you when you're in the toilet. So yes, you can create some me time. What can you do? You wanted to start recording a podcast and you didn't have the equipment, the mic, the mixers. Do you have a phone? Can you use Anchor? Do that. You wanted to start a vlog and you don't have a camera yet. Do you have a phone that has a camera? Use that. You have what you need for this level and even for your next level, but you're looking for something that is out of your control. Do what you can.